Well, I think it's become a tradition in Massachusetts. I think the fundamental principle is that voters want a principled discussion about the values and priorities about which we all care and that are going to be central to the future of the people of Massachusetts. And the influence of unaccountable, unrestrained outside spending is can hijack an election and is inappropriate. And again, it was not only Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown who accepted it, but it was also Ed Markey and Stephen Lynch who accepted it. And now you have the five candidates for Ed Markey's seat, the 5th Congressional District, all of whom have said, we believe it, it's the right thing to do, and let's go for it. So I thought it was the right time early on in the campaign to ask everybody who's joined the race to sign onto the People's Pledge and to move forward on that basis. And what I'm gratified by so far is that each of the three people to whom I reached out have said in one way or another, we believe in it, we buy it, and let's get together and work it out in a way that we can all accept it. So we've had very, very positive response to date.
Those races that you mentioned are all federal contests, though. Have third-party groups historically played much of a role in gubernatorial elections in Massachusetts?
Well, they certainly could. Remember, Citizens United decision, I consider to be one of the most wrong-headed decisions the Supreme Court of this country has ever made. I think that decision back in 2010 kind of changed everything. And so this is the first time when we could easily see significant influence of, again, as I said, unrestrained outside spending. I mean, you had it for a period of time here in the Boston mayor's race in the last couple of days. So it could happen. So why not get ahead of it before it even rears its ugly head and get everybody on the same page? And so it was an opportunity to reach out and say, let's do this or a form thereof. Let's work it out. And let's talk about the things that matter most. I mean, look, I have a reason for running. I'm running for governor for reasons that are very much related to the fact that I believe the people of this Commonwealth want proven leadership that will leave no one behind. Other people run on other platforms. But let's talk about the things that matter, and let's talk about the common sense solutions that can affect the quality of people's lives. Let's not allow outside money to pervert the political process in this Commonwealth.
Good segue into a couple of current issues in Massachusetts, and I want to find out where you stand on these. The first is the so-called technology tax, the expansion of the state sales tax to certain computer services. It's been sharply criticized by the state's business community, and now it appears to have many legislators who voted for it having second thoughts. What's your opinion on it?
One of the principal brands of this Commonwealth, the technology sector, particularly software, and to the extent that we make ourselves uncompetitive or send a signal to an industry that's extraordinarily portable, it can be anywhere, that this Commonwealth is going to be an outlier, that's a serious, serious problem. At the same time, well, I believe that this tech tax or software tax will have to be changed or gotten rid of. We still need to make sure that the transportation funding that is a principal priority of mine, the governor's, and I hope everybody else, that we fully fund it. And if you take $161 million out of that $500 million tax package, you've got to find another source.
Where would that be? Where would you look for more money?
Internet sales taxes, approved by the U.S. Senate, not yet by the House, could be as much as $250 to $350 million. And I've called for using that money for transportation and infrastructure.
Should the state raise the minimum wage, and should the minimum wage be indexed for inflation?
Yes and yes. I.e., we've had a $8 minimum wage in this Commonwealth since 2008, hasn't been changed in 5 years. Purchasing power of that money has gone from $22,000 a year down to $16,000 a year. I don't know anybody who can live on $16,000 a year. So we need to raise the minimum wage. I support it. I supported it publicly. I do think it was the right thing to do to index it to inflation so that it grows a little by little and doesn't fall behind the way it has over the last 5 years. And the companion piece to that is I do believe we need to provide earned sick time for every person in this Commonwealth. We've got almost 1 million people got up this morning and didn't have a single day of earned sick time. That means they go to work sick, and they shouldn't. It means their kids go to work sick, and they shouldn't. And this is a quality of life issue. I had it in my company. I was in business, as you know, for 35 years. I had earned sick time in my company for more than 25 years. It's empowering. We should do it. We can afford it. There are exemptions for very small businesses built into the proposed law, and I think it should happen, and I hope it doesn't wait for a ballot initiative in 2014. It should happen sooner than that.
Should the number of charter schools in Massachusetts be allowed to increase?
I think a modest increase in charter schools in this Commonwealth is something that people of this Commonwealth want, and I think it can be done consistent with making sure that we don't undermine the fundamental source of funding for public schools. I oversee the Mass School Building Authority, as you probably know. We're responsible for almost $1 billion of annual construction. There are 1,750 public schools, and the funding for public school and public education, almost 1 million kids, needs to be preserved and protected. But charter schools certainly have an important place. Parents see them as being a valuable asset. I think the bigger issue to me is not the form of the school, but it's what we do inside the classroom. And I think a longer school day is something that we need to implement across the Commonwealth. And I'm hoping that that is a top priority of educators and public policy people alike. Kids need enrichment. Arts programs have disappeared in large measure or have been cut back. Sports programs have been cut back. Kids need a longer school day to learn and to become winners in a 21st century economy, and longer school day is essential. So whether it's done through a charter school or done through a regular public school, we just need to do it. But I have no doubt that charter school numbers will increase. I think it's got to be managed appropriately, but it's going to happen because the people of this Commonwealth want it.